Yesterday, the John McCain campaign unveiled what they called a truth squad to protect GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin from falsehoods. Today, the Obama camp responded with what they call their Alaska Mythbusters, featuring former Alaskan Democratic Governor Tony Knowles and Ketchikan Alaskan Mayor Bob Weinstein. Knowles was the previous governor in Alaska and says he thinks it's bad form to criticize a sitting governor. But he said the stakes were too big now for him to reserve comment. And so today he discussed the so-called Troopergate controversy involving Governor Palin, who was accused of firing her public safety commissioner. Palin reportedly fired Walt Monaghan after he refused to get involved in firing her brother-in-law, a state trooper who was involved in an exceptionally nasty divorce with her sister.
The charge itself that is being investigated, I believe, and I say this as a former governor, I think is a very serious charge. What the fundamental issue is in it is after something has been dealt with by regulations and law, can a governor interfere with the results of that case? And in this sense, in this way, by means because of a personal vendetta, extract further punishment against a party.
And Knowles said that Palin changed her position that the inquiry would be open and that she would be cooperative with the investigators.
The fact is that now, represented by a state-funded lawyer, all of the witnesses are not participating, including one that was put on paid administrative leave specifically as the reason given by the governor so that she could direct that person to cooperate with the investigators fully and openly. And then the most bizarre of all is that the governor has filed an ethics complaint against herself. And the obvious reason for that would be because of a state law that says that any ethics complaints against a member of the executive branch would be referred to a personnel committee that meets in executive session and would not come to a conclusion of their investigation for probably 3 or 4 months.
Bob Weinstein is the mayor of Ketchikan, Alaska, the home of the so-called Bridge to Nowhere. He denies that Sarah Palin ever told Congress thanks but no thanks regarding getting congressional funding for that bridge to Gravina Island in Alaska. The island hosts an airport that has had no access to get to other than a ferry. He said Palin couldn't say anything to Congress, however, because she was not yet governor when Congress was dealing with whether or not to ultimately decide to fund the bridge. And Weinstein says that she took exception to people calling the project a bridge to nowhere.
She was asked in public when she gave a speech here if she supported the project. Not only did she clearly state her support for the project, but she also made it clear that she understood that the use of the words bridge to nowhere was a derogatory term, and she compared it to the use of a similar derogatory term that apparently is used in the area in which she lives, and it's the term valley trash. So she compared, again, the use of the word bridge to nowhere to the derogatory slur of valley trash.
Another new television ad by the McCain campaign claims, based on an article by a Wall Street Journal reporter, that the Obama camp sent out a team of attorneys and opposition researchers to Alaska the day after Palin was selected as VP. The Obama team denies that. When asked by a reporter on the conference call if any independent and or third-party groups have come to Alaska to research Palin, Ketchikan Mayor Bob Weinstein bashed the McCain campaign team for doing little if no vetting of Governor Palin in Alaska.
Their own admission is they looked at the archives of the Anchorage Daily News and they looked at court records. They didn't talk to people in Alaska. We're a very small state and we know each other. Democrats talk to Republicans, vice versa. We may agree or disagree on issues, but there's constant communication generally. And nobody knows anybody who was contacted by the McCain vetting operation. So I'm not surprised whether it's Democrats or media coming to Alaska to find out who is this person, what is really her record, what are her true beliefs, other than what the spin from the McCain campaign is saying about it.